The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Be with today's special. We're going to speak about taqwa or piety in the month of Ramadan. Salamun alaikum. This is today's special.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan.
and today is Wednesday, the 7th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. We'll listen to verse 2nd of chapter Talaq.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ فَارِقُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَدْلٍ مِّنكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ يُوعَظُ بِهِ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا.
And when they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms, or part with them according to reasonable terms, and bring to witness two just men from among you, and establish the testimony for the acceptance of Allah. That is instructed to whoever should believe in Allah and the Last Day. And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse makes mention of putting one's trust in Allah Almighty, by which it is intended that industrious Muslims are supposed to rely on Him, Allah, and invoke Him for being delivered from entanglements. Allah is all aware of man's needs and is most glorious and most compassionate towards him. Allah Almighty is omnipotent to remove all impediments. Man is supposed to turn away from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator. Thus, human acts aim at divine satisfaction. Thus, man never sets his hopes on anything besides him. He may not entertain fear of anything besides him. He does not attach heart to anything besides him. This is the spirit of trust.
في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
What is taqwa? Taqwa is when a person obeys Allah and abstains from disobeying Him, due to his constant awareness that Allah is all-watching and all-knowing. Once a person fasts with the correct intention, then Allah grants him the gift of taqwa. Fasting also aids a person in self-control and restraint. Since an individual wakes up until a normal day, he will now give up his fresh glass of water, then breakfast, lunch, and snacks. He is controlling his appetite and the desire to eat and taste food. Therefore, once he is able to control his eating appetite, which is one of the most challenging desires, then it becomes easy to control other appetites, like sense. He achieves sympathy for the poor and deprived. It is by fasting that a rich person feels how to live with an empty stomach and how the poor feel all the time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ramadan is a training session to develop taqwa and piety. A major difference between the Islamic fast and mere starvation is that the Ramadan fasting is an exercise in self-discipline involving food intake, use of tongue, hands, eyes, ears, thoughts, and etc. Many of the undesirable habits and traits of the previous months are automatically corrected during this month. Some of us, God forbid, may have been habituated to a particular type of wrongdoing, or let's say, for example, gambling, smoking, drinking, backbiting, fornication, fraud, hot temper, domestic violence, or other actions like that. Fasting breaks habit either gradually for some or immediately for those of us with a stronger willpower, especially if supported by constant supplications in seeking Allah's assistance. To do so, it needs faith and determination. The usual antidote is to put an entirely opposite thought in the mind contained in a Quranic verse for immediate implementation, which would block and displace the evil trend. During the Islamic fasting, every organ in the body that has been given to us as trust by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is put to a critical test. We must not see, hear, act evil. This is a training session for us to develop taqwa or piety or God consciousness, as well as to show gratitude for the great favor of the revelation of the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan in Laylatul Qadr. These organs include tongue, hand, legs, so we have to be careful and watchful of whatever we do using this bodily organs. So all in all, dear brothers and sisters, the ultimate result for our fasting together, for our fasting, is the emergence of well-organized, well-disciplined, pious Muslim community, the Ummah, where each person is not spiritually evolved and better equipped with fortitude to act and live according to the divine moral codes laid down in the Holy Quran, to come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is possible only by firm faith and conviction and by actually doing good deeds. The more a person develops within himself the divine attributes, the nearer he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his magnificent qualities. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to this show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
This is today's special. We're going to speak about a kind of controlling during the month of Ramadan. The world is full of temptations. It takes a lot of discipline to say no to something that is very tempting but not good for us. During fasting, we learn how to say no to things that are otherwise permissible and good but are forbidden during this month, the month of fasting. When one learns how to say no to that which is generally permissible, then one can easily control oneself to avoid that which is forbidden. This is the spirit of taqwa. Through fasting, we taste, to some extent, the pain and suffering of those who are poor and destitute. Fasting teaches empathy and sympathy, and it takes away some of our selfishness and self-centeredness. This is the spirit of taqwa.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله في فيك الرجع يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Question, why is achieving taqwa not a goal for many in Ramadan? Look, there are a couple of reasons. One, being that taqwa is usually talked about in theoretical terms. Practical aspects of taqwa and its application are discussed in limited ways. And most often, taqwa's connection to Ramadan is mentioned in passing. Another reason for taqwa not being on top of the minds of many observers of fasting is that it is often insufficiently translated as fear of Allah in English and other languages. While fear of an authority may motivate people to change their behavior, there are other intrinsic and extrinsic factors that motivate people to take action. In Islam, both awe and love of Allah are powerful forces that move believers to live faithfully and productively in this world. Considering that Allah used the word taqwa and its derivatives over 150 times in Quran indicates that there is more to this concept.
Now, how does fasting lead to taqwa? If you want to have taqwa, if you want to be someone that is a muttaqi, someone that has protection from haram, that can easily resist the dunya, you need to have willpower, strong willpower. Look at the muttaqeen of this life that you know now and look out throughout history. There is one common denominator between all of the individuals that have taqwa, and that is they have strong willpower. When you have strong willpower, you can control yourself. You can control yourself when you are tempted. Because if you think about it, there are two times usually when we sin. We sin for two reasons. Number one, when we are angered. How many times you say bad words, you hit someone, you say something that you don't want to. Many of the crimes that are committed, many of the sins that are committed, are because of anger. And number two, because of desires. Think about it. Why do human beings sin? It's either because of desire or it's because of anger. And in order to confront both of them, you need strong willpower. Number one, let's begin with anger. You see, in order to control your anger when you are enraged, sometimes you're filled with anger. In order to control and manage that anger, you need massive willpower. And that's why there's a hadith where the Imams narrates that one day Iblis, the shaitan, spoke to Prophet Nuh. And he told Nuh, اذكرني في ثلاث مواطن. Remember me three times. Basically, the shaitan is saying there are certain times when you, the human being, you are vulnerable to the shaitan. This is when he strikes. This is when he ambushes you. The shaitan isn't just 24 hours a day. No, he's planning. He's waiting for the right times. So he's giving some of the secrets to Nuh, subhanAllah. He tells him, one of those times, اذكرني إذا غضبت. Remember me. Remember that the shaitan is going to come and the shaitan will try to misguide you. This is the opportunity when you are angry. And that's why Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says in one hadith, الغضب ضرب من الجنون. He says, ghadab, anger, is a type of madness. You really become crazy. He says in the hadith, الغضب أوله جنون وآخره ندم. It begins with madness and it ends with regret.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan, you are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and condolences to all. Since today, the 7th of the month of Ramadan, is the day when Abu Talib, the primordial Muslim and defender of Islam and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, left this mortal world. Here is a statement worth pondering upon from his bereaved nephew, the Almighty's last messenger. The Quraysh could not raise a hand against me until my uncle, Abu Talib, died. Pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha. on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking in a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the month of Ramadan. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very special month in the Islamic calendar. You know, it perhaps could be the most important month of this year of the Islamic calendar as far as the spiritual progress of a human being is concerned. In fact, it is a distinct month, as it is the only month which has been mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: the month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind, with manifest proofs of guidance and the distinguisher. So let those of you who witness it fast in it. And as for anyone who is sick or on a journey, let it be a similar number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire hardship for you. And so that you may complete the number and magnify Allah for guiding you, and so that you may give thanks. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, once he gave some spiritual advice to his children, heralding the advent of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was about to come. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gathered his children together. He gave them some advice. You know, he advised them regarding how they should conduct themselves in this beautiful month so that they could benefit the most spiritually from it. The Imam said, "Exert yourselves in doing good deeds, for verily in this month sustenance is apportioned, lifespans are destined, the names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down, and in this month is a night wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 months." Right. So the Imam, this is interesting, the Imam alludes to certain distinctions of this month. First of all, sustenance is apportioned, meaning what we do in this month, it determines our risk or our sustenance that we are going to get throughout the year. You know, so maybe you're concerned, you've lost your job, you're concerned about finding a new job. This is a good time for you to, get a new job. You know, a lot of it doesn't depend upon your work experience, your education, and these kind of things. Keep in mind that Allah, all risk and all sustenance in the hands of Allah. And, don't forget to turn to Him in this month. And, He can help you in the acquirement of sustenance and risk. Lifespans are destined. You know, a lot of people are sick. You know, they might be at the threshold, in their opinion, of death. You can avert this catastrophe by what you do in this month, your prayers and your ibadat in this month. The names of Allah's select servants who wish to strive towards Him are recorded down. And in this month is a night, the late night of Laylatul Qadr, wherein the good deeds performed equal the deeds of 1,000 months. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the month of Ramadan in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. So Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser, in this session, will work on Ayah 44 of Surah Ali Imran on page 55. So brothers and sisters, we really recommend you hold your Quran, turn to page 55, Ayah 44. Are you ready to listen to the recitation first?
Yes.
Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون
Great. Hassan, Hussein Ali Nasser, now are you ready to do a recitation together?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read and recite. Make sure you listen carefully and repeat. Our brothers and sisters, of course, they will practice. They love practicing Quran. Yes? Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك
وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم
وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ
أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمَ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ
أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much. Allah bless you. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك Things that we mentioned in the previous verses, right? Like the birth of Prophet Yahya, the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, yes? How Lady Maryam was blessed by Allah Almighty, yes? How she herself was born. These things Allah Almighty talks to his Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ala Muhammad.
Allah Almighty says that these things are the accounts from the unseen. These things are the knowledge from the unseen. Okay? In Anba al-Ghayb,
نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ, which we reveal to you, okay, in the Quran. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ, and you were not with them, إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ, when they were casting lots to see, أَيُّهُمْ, which of them, يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ, would take charge of Mary's care, Lady Maryam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ, nor were you with them, إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ, when they were contending. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا, when Lady Mary was born, so who took care of her? Who took responsibility to charge of? Prophet?
Zakariya.
So these things are from the unseen that Allah Almighty reveals to His Prophet, talks about the history of the prophets, okay? There are a lot of things, a lot of teachings, a lot of lessons in the history of the other prophets. So Allah Almighty mentioned them in the Quran and revealed to our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our Prophet teaches us through the Imams, through the Ahadith, okay? So Allah Almighty talks about this. So it means, I want to tell you that one thing that I have in my mind, I want to tell you that Allah Almighty Himself tells the Prophet that we are teaching you. And the Prophet, of course, believes in that, yes? But the other Muslims, mushrikeens, most of them, okay? The mushriks, the pagans of Mecca, they were talking to prophets like he was not having these words from him, from Allah Almighty. They were saying that he is sahirun, na'udhu billah, wa majnun, right? They were calling like this, he is a poet. Yeah, he was the student of, for example, that Christian. He was the student of that Jewish people, okay? He was the student of that scholar. He was the student of that scholar. No, come on. Allah Almighty is the teacher. So he didn't have any teacher. Got it?
Yes.
So he has the divine knowledge from Allah Almighty. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. All the knowledge that the Prophet has are from Allah Almighty. In this ayah also, Allah Almighty once again mentioned, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ, we reveal to you. Okay? So remember that Prophet ﷺ is ma'soom and he has the divine knowledge from Allah Almighty. Got it?
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, let's move on to the tajweed rules. It's time to mention some of the important tajweed rules. Inshallah, our brothers and sisters will benefit. We'll try our best, inshallah, to mention the most important ones. Shortly and well. ذَلِكَ. First thing you have to remember, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, is of course the heavy letters and light letters, yes?
Yes.
The heavy sounds and light sounds, because sometimes you raise your voice, this creates a beauty. It gives a very beauty kind of sound to the recitation, yes?
Yes.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ. So this sounds, that we have, this creates a very good أقلامهم, right? If you pronounce these letters correctly, the recitation will be so much beautiful. If you read it this way, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ, this doesn't create that beauty. Yes. Tajweed is all about beauty. Pronouncing the letters correctly, applying the rules correctly, practicing them correctly, and producing a beautiful sound. Got it?
Yes.
So, with reading.
Yes.
ذَلِكَ
من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك. أي إليك. So these sounds are very beautiful. Lean mad. If you follow all the rules, your recitation will become so much beautiful. So, ذلك, an A sound. Pay attention to the ذال حسن. Yes? How do you say that? ذلك. Bite the tongue a little bit. ذلك. من أنباء. Two nun sakin we have here. من أن. So, two different rules are applied here. First one, Ali Nasir, you should say. من.
إظهار.
إظهار. It means?
No rule.
No rule. Just clearly read the noon. من. من. Not ميو. ميو. مي. Nothing. Just read it. من. So, second one. Hussein.
Yes.
Huh? أن با. How, what rule is applied here with noon ساكن? Because with noon ساكن, we have four different rules. إدغام, إخفاء, إظهار, and إقلاب. إقلاب. Yes, four rules we have. So, which one is here?
إقلاب.
إقلاب. Which means? Huh?
Merge.
No.
Change.
Change the noon sound into a hidden
meme sound.
How do you do it, Hassan? Good job. But make sure the meme is not a complete meme. It's not a complete meme.
Yes.
Hidden meme. As if you're closing your mouth. Look at me. This way.
Yes.
Okay? That's very simple. As you're closing your lips, okay? Produce the sound from your nose. That's it. Very easy. Can you do it? Make sure the meme, you're pronouncing the meme this way, not noon. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. من أنباء الغيب. So, Hassan, tell me. Is the mat wajib to stretch it for six counts? Or no, you can skip it?
It's wajib.
It's wajib. Hussein, why is it that?
Because both Hamza and Mad are in the same word.
Hamza and the Mad, Alif Mad and Ba and Hamza are in the same word, in one word. That's why we produce the sound with a more stretched one. But if they were not in the same word, they were in two separate words, it's not wajib. You can stretch the sound, you can skip the Mad. All right?
Yes.
So, ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك نوحيه إليك أو إي أي. These sounds are important. Pay attention. Okay, Hassan, what does Jim say there?
It's joyous. It's mean joyous. It's you can stop here or you can continue.
Oh, good job. You can continue or you can stop. Joyous. That's very good. So. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ نُون ساكين plus ta إخفاء. Hide the sound. كُنْتَ produce the sound from your nose. لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ حسين أَقْلَامَهُمْ
قلقل
قلقل قاف الساكين أَقْلَامَهُمْ لا هزن آ sound أَيُّهُمْ يَكْ فولو مريم وما كنت again كنت اخفى hide the sound وما كنت لديهم إذ يخ heavy sound يخ تلصمون you can stretch the sound the last part مد العرق
للسكون
الحمد لله that's all from us for today we mentioned Listen once again, I just read it quickly. ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ يلقون أقلامهم أيهم يكفل مريم وما كنت لديهم إذ يختصمون That's it. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. We'll be here, inshallah, with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time.
make sure you join us again. Ali Nasser, Hassan and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us today. Do you have anything to say?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi law qarantani bil asfad ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك. O Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I were cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties,
and I was in the presence of the witnessing people that were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace. Even if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and even if there was a barrier put between me and the pious ones, even then, ما قطعت رجائي منك. I would not cease to have hope. وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك. I would not stop from expecting your pardon. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. O Allah, this, all these things would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. I have not forgotten the bounties. وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten your concealment and protection that you made available for me in this world. Regarding this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza, we said that Imam alayhi salam is teaching us two practical ways of nurturing the love of God. First, to pay attention to the blessings of the Almighty Allah. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي was mentioned right after the part where Imam says لا خرج حبك من قلبي. So it seems this phrase is acting as a phrase teaching us the reason. How should we nurture this love of God? Why doesn't this love of God exit the heart of such a servant? Because أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي, I would not forget your bounties. And then, وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. This is the second reason. Paying attention to God's concealment of our sins. Concerning the sins we commit in private, God has provided the ground for other people not to become aware of them. This is the thing we mostly neglect. This is also one of the great blessings that God has given man. Sometimes, when man is alone, he commits a wicked act, but God the Exalted conceals the sin from public view. Had it not been for this blessing, that man could not afford to be present in public. And for this reason, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي. O Allah, I do not forget your helping hand upon me. I do not forget your protection, your concealment. وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا. I had so many secrets in this life, in the life of this world, but you were the one who held my hand. You were the one who concealed my sins and my secrets from the people. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
So, when Imam says, أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي وَسِتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, we have to reflect upon ourselves. If during the holy month of Ramadan, we do not prepare ourselves for a program such as this program, that we must try to remember, we must try to remind ourselves the mercy, the bounties and blessings of the Almighty Allah. If we do not prepare ourselves, we will not find any time more suitable than this. If we do not benefit from these opportunities, the opportunity of sacred month of Ramadan, a time will come when we will regret, when we will be at loss. So there suddenly will come a time that we will come to our senses. We will realize that another month of Ramadan has passed, but we have not repented for our sins. We are not relieved of those afflictions we got ourselves into. But by paying attention to the blessings of the Almighty Allah, by paying attention to sitraka alayya fi dari dunya, to the protection of the secrets, to the concealment of our sins in this world, we will be stepping up towards this journey of our program, our self-perfection during the month of Ramadan. If we do not fulfill the rights of people, if we do not stop backbiting and lying, and other things we commit daily, we will regret the time we have missed this opportunity of the Almighty Allah. Because Imam says, أَفَبِلِسَانِي هَذَا الْكَالِ أَشْكُرُكَ أَمْ بِغَايَةِ جُهْدِي فِي عَمَلِي أُرْضِيكَ. Can I, with this heavy tongue of mine, thank you, or with my utmost effort satisfy you? وَمَا قَدْرُ لِسَانِي يَا رَبِّي فِي جَنْبِ شُكْرِكَ وَمَا قَدْرُ عَمَلِي فِي جَنْبِ نِعَمِكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. What is the value of my good deeds compared to your gifts and patience with me? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We are done with this part of supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, and we will move on to another part in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
He decides to, you know, migrate and to go in a place that there is no one but him to, you know, be helpful for the muhibbin of Ahlul Bayt, yes. والسلام, this is really important.
When we refer to his biography, we see one of his great achievement is establishment of the open school in the West.
Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will
be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher. Mu'allim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher, and I'm Atta, the host of this program. The Teacher is about the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim scholars, ulama, and jurists all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic Hawza of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about a personality, a Shiite one, who has spent most of his life in the U.S., you know, and continuing his Islamic studies and training the students, the Muslim Shia ones, over there. He is no one but Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Husseini, Jalali, also the founder of the